Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette to honor local heroes with Veterans Day events. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The community will come together this week to honor those who served as the 22nd annual Veterans Day Parade and a series of commemorative events take place across Gillette. The American Legion Post 42 will host a full day of activities on Tuesday, November 11th, beginning at 6:30 a.m. with flag placement on veterans' graves at Mount Pisgah Cemetery. A community breakfast follows at 8 a.m. at the Legion Hall, and a memorial ceremony will be held at 11 a.m. The Veterans Day Parade kicks off at 1 p.m. along 2nd Street, with flag retrieval scheduled for 4 p.m. A reception and dinner will cap off the day at the American Legion Hall, beginning at 6 p.m. Dinner is free for one veteran and a guest. The Rock Pile Museum will also host a Veterans Day Cemetery Walk at 2:30 p.m. at Mount Pisgah Cemetery, guided by volunteer Greg Bennick, honoring 12 local veterans. Participants are encouraged to dress warmly and wear sturdy shoes. Campbell County Government and the City of Gillette would also like to remind you that their offices will be closed on Tuesday, Veterans Day, and will reopen for regular hours on Wednesday morning. Weston County Clerk charged after skipping legislative subpoena over 2024 election probe. Weston County Clerk Becky Jo Hadlock, 46, has been formally charged with failing to appear before a Wyoming legislative subcommittee investigating her handling of the 2024 general election. According to Cowboy State Daily, the Natrona County District Attorney's Office filed the misdemeanor charge late last month, accusing Hadlock of dodging a legislative subpoena. If convicted, she faces up to 6 months in jail and a $100 fine, though lesser penalties such as probation are possible. Court documents show the Management Audit Committee subpoenaed Hadlock on September 23rd, requiring her to appear in person or virtually for a hearing on election procedures. Instead, Hadlock emailed the Legislative Service Office saying she had a scheduling conflict and would send others in her place. In an interview with investigators, Hadlock said she had medical appointments for herself and her mother that day. She later provided doctor's notes dated a day after her interview. When the hearing took place in Casper, Subcommittee Chair Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams of Cody called Hadlock's name several times, but she never appeared. Other Weston County election workers testified, but said they weren't there on her behalf. Under Wyoming law, failing to comply with a legislative subpoena is a misdemeanor. Representative Chris Knapp of Gillette, who issued the subpoena, is legally required to refer the case for prosecution. Hadlock's attorney, Ryan Semered, declined to comment. A hearing is scheduled for November 14th in Casper Circuit Court. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.